Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Ms.
I'm your
Terry.
Supervisor. Yes.
My name is Doris Ellington, and I went through my phone statement on my account, and I see there was a charge for $69. And let me get back to it. $69.97. That was done on the 4th. And then on the 5th, I had $59.97. Now, the young lady tell me it's supposed to be a smartwatch, and it was delivered to me. I have not received anything. I get all my mail at P.O. Box 783.
Okay.
And they don't deliver anything at my house because I don't have a mailbox here.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get you to verify your full name and address for me so I can make sure I got the right account pulled up?
The name is Doris Ellington, E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Yes, ma'am.
My address is P.O. Box 783, and that's in Monk's Corner, M-O-N-C-K-S-C-O-R-N-E-R, South Carolina, 29461.
Yes, ma'am. Is your physical address 1331 North Highway 17A?
Yes.
Okay. Would your email address be doris.ell@aol.com?
Yes.
Would your phone number be 843-964-7255?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I do have to ask, ma'am, is there anyone else in the home that could have wanted to place? Okay. Only reason why I ask, I do know a lot of young people will take and place orders thinking they're just getting the product for like $7.92.
Right. That's what I was telling the young lady, that I've had some phone, you know, saying you get a free phone, you just got to pay for shipping, and the shipping costs like $1, maybe $3, up to $5 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Also with a watch or whatever, it's supposed to be free. You just have to pay the shipping costs. Well, I've done a couple of them, but I've never received anything on them. So I said to myself, last week I ordered, did a phone, and the lady told me that I have to, it's in some kind of company, I'll be paying this for a while and this amount for a while. So I call and tell her to cancel it on out. I'm not doing that because it's not free. It's a long run, long drawn out money thing. And then when I saw this on my phone, say clean balance green. What is clean balance green? And then that's when I saw the $69.97 and the $59.97 coming out of my car. I said, what is this? And she told me it was a smartwatch. Well, I hadn't received a smartwatch.
Yes, ma'am. I did go track your watch. It shows here that it was refused and returned.
Okay. I don't know. It wasn't brought to my house, and it wasn't in my mailbox.
See,
so I
have
not had
what
any
happened
dealing with a smartwatch. If she said a smartwatch and an earphone, no, I don't even do earphones.
Let's see. It shows when it arrived. It arrived on March 26th. It arrived to your post office on March 25th. It went out for delivery on March 25th. And then it said insufficient address on March 26th. Okay. They were saying that the address wasn't correct. That's why they ended up returning it.
So who did return it to you?
No, ma'am. We're a third-party center for that company. The thing of it is, they about time it got transferred around, they still don't know. So when a package come back to them and it doesn't have a return number or it doesn't return to the main area that it needs to return to, what happens is they're going to take and return it back to you, to the fact that it doesn't have It doesn't have that return address that it's supposed to go to. So even though they returned it back to that address, they're going to seem like they're going to ship it back because it does have a thing to be reshipped on the account.
Well, like I said, I hadn't received anything. And it comes up showing on as the money was taken out of my account on yesterday and the day before.
Yes, ma'am. I do have to let you know so I can help you update the account. It does come with the 35% discount if you would like to take and still get it and continue.
No, ma'am.
What if I made it a 50% discount?
You mean for me to take the watch?
Ma'am, I have to go through their protocol before I can update the account. And because they're going to send it back off, I do have to take and offer the discounts. They have a 50% discount if you want to continue.
I'm confused. You're saying I must take a discount if I want to continue. Continue what?
Because at this time when they charge, they put it in for like, let me see if she can. Oh, she already have you canceled out. Okay, I don't even have to ask that. I do apologize. She did get you canceled. It didn't have that on there when I first seen your account, but I do see here when I go back, it has already been canceled. So what I could do at this time, ma'am, give me just a brief moment. I will see what I could do about the charges, all right?
Thank
can you hold, please? Thank you. Ma'am, I'm still here and I'm still working on it, okay? Should just take a couple more minutes. Thank you. Hold, please.
Thank you.
Ma'am, I'm still here. I do apologize. It should just take a couple more minutes, okay? I'm just waiting on a response. I do truly apologize. I just need to see what we can do.
And it's probably my fault not inquiring about this a long time ago, but like I said, I was going through my statement, my transactions on my phone, and I see this green, clean green skin. I don't even know what that is.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I will be able to go ahead and get you a customer courtesy refund back, but I do have to let you know you are going to be charged $9.95 for the restocking fees.
And I've never received it.
I do apologize. Anything that goes back or returned has a $9.95 restocking fee.
$9.95 for each one or just the one? I mean, for the two.
Let's see what they have on here. Let's see here. Okay. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and set it up. Let's see what they. It should just take a couple more minutes. I do apologize, ma'am.
That's okay.
Okay. For whatever they're charging for each product, because each product has its own area that they have to restock it for, ma'am.
So that's $19.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, give me just a brief moment so I can put that through. Let's see here. All right, you're looking at 6002, 5002, 1894.
I'm looking at what, 60 what?
You're looking at 6002, mm-hmm. 5002, mm-hmm. and 1894.
Okay, and that's going to be returned back to my account.
Yes, ma'am. Wait a minute. I think it's 14. I might be adding too much on there because I just seen it was added with. Make sure I'm giving you the right, because I would hate to tell you one thing and then something else come. Yes, you have a $14.99 warranty. So that's what it will be, $14.99. You'll get that back with the other two charges minus the $9.95.
Okay. So that's looking like 100 and whatever.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
That's it. So when do you think it'll be returned back to my account?
It takes 3 to 5 business days before you will see the refund post to your account, but you should get a customer courtesy email verifying that you have refunds.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's going to come from what? From Clean. What's it? What's the thing? Clean.
It's going to come from the Hype Watch, Hyper Watch.
Oh, Hyper Watch. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Is there anything else that I could do for you today?
No, ma'am. That's been a lot returning back to my account. Because, see, things like that cause your checks to be bouncing, and I don't like that.
I do understand.
No, ma'am, you're not expecting it.
But yes, ma'am.
For your help.
Oh, you're so welcome. I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day, ma'am.
Do the same.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.